Hi, I'm Josie. My daughter turns 5 today. I'm also an Ohio State Highway Patrol trooper. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can get home to celebrate with my daughter.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
middle
children. There it was. Wow.
Oh, wow. My recorder just went down to... Oh, no, we're back up to 2 batteries. We're playing with fire here is what we're doing.
Are we? What's going on over there?
Well, my recorder was at... Here's the thing.
Give it.
I almost always forget to turn off my recorder after recording, and then I come back and I'm like, God damn it,
I left it on.
I mean, I have 2 bars.
That's
I have 2
lot.
Bars.
Okay.
I know, but it briefly went down to 1.
I don't like that.
And so
we will be looking at that periodically.
Yeah, it'll be fine. But if it does go out, guys, you know where you can get the rest of this? Just kidding. If it goes out, we'll finish it.
It'll
be on patreon.com/middlechildren.
You look like a wealthy man, I would say.
You think? I think I look like a wealthy man, too.
You look wealthy. And I actually went for my theme is slut.
Oh, my God, you look hot.
Thank you for saying that. My theme today when getting dressed was slut.
Can I tell you? So I went to Lady Gaga last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But on the style of clothes, or on the topic of clothing, I'm walking into the stadium. A kind blonde woman behind me taps me on the shoulder.
Tap, tap, tap.
I turn around. She's standing there with her husband.
Cute.
And she goes... I've been looking at you all because we were like in the parking lot.
Yeah. Before. Okay.
She's like, and I've been looking at that shirt, and he needs to buy that shirt. It looks so good on you. He's gonna look so good in that shirt. Where did you get it? And I had to say, I was like, this is so embarrassing. It's from Walmart.
It's fashion.
And listen, they were blown away.
They couldn't believe.
They could not believe.
How could you? Well, listen, I mean, I love that. I love to be complimented on what I'm wearing. That's like the greatest moment.
Can I tell you, Lady Gaga, the people, exactly. Slate. I mean, there was like, of course, it's Lady Gaga. Lots of love in the air.
Yeah.
But there was several like people who were like, I love you so much, including people who listen. And I love them so much. Also because like... 2-3 different girls were like, can I just give you a hug? And I was like, bitch, if you knew how badly I needed a hug.
Wow.
So yeah, the concert was good. I will say, here's what I'll say.
Say it.
We'll do compliment sandwich. Lady Gaga is at the top of her game when it comes to performing and singing. I mean, this bitch, it's almost like what I really think it is she's probably just more serious about work now, which you see in a lot of like comedians and everything, where it's like you're no longer drinking before,
right.
Or like it's like I'm coming, and it felt like that. It felt just like super fucking
she was on point,
sharp, and she was doing like crazy dancing.
Wow.
It was very much like I worked my ass off to prove that I still got it. I'll never go to another stadium again.
Never. I can't believe it. Must have been
It wasn't that it was bad there. It's the getting out.
Oh, to get out.
And let me fucking tell you this.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
So I have some friends. We're going together. This was supposed to be my 30th birthday. Like, celebration was this concert.
Oh, that's...
I'm now 32 and a half.
That's funny, yeah.
So it's like, you know, we've been waiting for this. My one friend was like in from LA for it because he was still living in New York at the time of the purchase ticket.
Right.
I mean, he came for other reasons, but also obviously that. And so we're talking, they sent an email. MetLife sends an email being like, this is how like you take the train, expect long waits. If you're getting an Uber, expect to wait over an hour for an Uber to come. It's like absolutely horrible. So I was like, let's get a car that will take us, have a spot when we come out. It's there waiting for
us. I love that.
It's ungodly expensive.
Oh.
And I was like, it was too deep in to say no at the time. And I was like, this is crazy. Jesse?
Oh, no. Yeah.
This man could not have been worse.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
At his job.
No.
He, when I tell you, he's like, do you know what time the concert will end? And I was like, no, I have no idea. I was like, the earliest I would guess is like 10:30.
Right.
She got done at like 11:15. She played for like 2 straight hours.
Okay, wow.
And I had the car until 1 a.m.
Okay.
He calls me as I'm like walking out and he's like, is it like finishing? Do you know any? And I was like, yeah, it's like ending now. Where are you? Like, where are you parked? There's like a spot for these people
to wait. Oh my God.
And he's like, oh, I'm down the street. It's like, there's like some little town. And I was like, okay, well, we're coming out here. And he's like, all right, well, I'll do my best to try to get up there. It's so many cars. It's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, that's why you're supposed to be here waiting. And then we proceed to, for 1 hour and 30 minutes.
No.
Talk to this man. Look at, I literally have a screenshot because I'm like debating whether or not I should complain and try to get some money
you
back.
You absolutely should. Am I a Karen? I don't know.
But this like is beyond that.
But I'm,
isn't like,
it's that not, his only job?
Like, and Jesse, it was so expensive.
Oh, yeah. No, you have to say something.
I could
that's
have gotten
insane.
10 Ubers for how
right.
much this was.
No.
Like, look at that screenshot. 30 minutes and 17 seconds. It's, that was only one call. And he was so unbelievably frustrating. I'd be like, all right, well, we're where the Ubers are. And he's
right.
like, well, I see a big yellow arrow. Do you see a big yellow arrow? And I'm like, there's yellow arrows everywhere. It's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like,
oh my God.
It's like, we're in D2. And he's like, okay, I see A. And then I'd be like, okay, come to D.
Yeah.
And then I'd call him like 20 minutes later. I'm like, where are you? And he's like, I'm still trying to get into to E. And I'm like, we're in D. And he's like, oh, D? I'm like, D like Dave. This went on for literally an hour and a half. And then my friend takes the phone at one point for like a half hour because I was like, I can't. Like, and he was like, oh, don't worry, I'm still going to come get you. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, we could have just taken an Uber. Like,
oh,
the whole point
God.
Of this was that. And then it literally took, yeah, an hour and a half. And then he ends up being, I'm like, please, literally, this is literally what I'm saying to him. I'm like, please, God, please just pull the car over where you are. Tell me exactly what you see. And we will find you.
Yeah.
Please stop moving. Because he would be like, okay, I'm stopping here. We'd get there. He'd be like, well, now I'm over. And I'm like, and he had no idea. We like sent him a pin. He had no idea how to like find that. And then at one point he's like, oh, I clicked on it. It says 2 minutes. And he's like, but it looks like I'm driving the wrong way. So I'm going to have to do a circle around. A circle around takes 45 minutes. It's like MetLife. And so then he's like, I'm looking at. I'm like, what sign do you see? And he was like, Saks Fifth Avenue. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, we're nowhere. And I'm like looking around for a billboard. And I was like, are you at the mall that is adjacent to MetLife Stadium? And he was like, I don't know. I'm where the guy told me that they directed me to. And I'm like, well, where is it? I don't know where they directed
are
you to.
Are you at a Wendy's like, drive-through right now, sir?
It was the most... frustrating, insane experience. And then he was at the mall, the opposite side. MetLife Stadium is obviously enormous.
Yeah.
There's a highway that has a walkover pass that you can do into a park. Because he kept being like, I'm in the big parking lot. And I was like, are you in the parking lot or a parking garage?
I can't.
And he's like, parking lot. And he's like, but I'm looking up at like the roof. And I'm like, so it's are you in a parking garage? And he's like, well, a garage, I guess. And I'm like, and he was literally on the opposite. So over the highway.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of the mall. So not even like between MetLife and the mall. The other side. And then I'm like, we get there. And I'm like, why the fuck would you not say that you're at the mall?
Right.
This is not MetLife Stadium. This is the mall. And he was like, I just said where they went. They told me to go. And I was like, it was the most like...
It's a test.
It was so much money that it was like...
Here's the thing. You do have to say something. I obviously... What's so absolutely triggering for me is that I guarantee you that would be me as a driver. There's no doubt in my mind.
But this was like an... like. He was probably like 60. Like I had confidence.
Yeah. I still to this day, when people send me dropped pins, I go, I don't know what you did. And I'll never find you.
You just click on it.
See,
you have to try. You have to try. That's your problem.
I try. I just don't.
You don't.
I try.
I can see. There's certain things that I know with you. I'm like, I know that you can do it.
I can
you
do just, it.
As soon as it looks like maybe confusing, you're like, I can't. It's. I have dyslexia. I can't hit the pin.
A part of me is like, oh God, that would be me. And even
yeah, but
though,
you wouldn't get a job as a fucking chauffeur.
And I would not move. I would be like, this is where, I mean, I would never leave. Let me be clear about that. There's a lot I wouldn't do because I know I wouldn't be able to figure it out, but I would be livid. Honestly, I kind of feel like there should be some sort of game show about like people after any large event, because like that's when you see people who they are at their core. You know what I mean? Who
I'm at my worst.
Everybody is. That's the thing.
Me leaving a concert venue, me when the internet goes out.
Yeah. Technology issues. I'm always like, I walk into the Apple store and I say, thank God no one knows me here. And if you do, you don't. You didn't see me because I'm upset.
Speaking of the Apple store.
Yeah.
So I'm coming at you from my roommate's computer. The fucking L on my MacBook that's only like a year old just stopped working randomly.
The L is done.
Yesterday morning, it just wouldn't work. And I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, let me try restarting it. The L doesn't work still, and there's an L in my password to get into my computer. So now I can't even get into my computer. So I'm like, is it stuck? What's going on? I pop the L out of the keyboard.
Okay.
Because I also had to record for Netflix. So I'm like, fuck, I need to get on here.
Right.
And I pop the L, and the button presses. So I don't fucking know. I guess I have to go to the goddamn Apple store.
I hate the Apple store, although I'll say it once, I'll say it twice. It is the best bar for singles in New York.
I will say that, but I also don't know what's open in that computer.
Oh God.
I mean, I can't think of anything that bad, but I'm like, who knows?
Listen, when you go in there, I wrote a whole short like movie on this. But like when you go in there, you are your most vulnerable. You're wrong.
And you know how much I love a tech guy.
Of course. Everybody does.
I love a tech guy. Yeah, maybe it'll be a nice little like meet cute.
I'm telling you, you go in there, you're a damsel in distress. He's like, let me see what I can do. You're just like, how will I repay you?
But and see, then, damsel in distress doesn't work for me the same as it does.
I believe it would.
You.
You need the right genius, but I believe it would.
I don't think there's a lot of gay geniuses, but maybe there are.
I think there are.
I mean, I guess, yeah, there are a lot of gay smart people.
Absolutely.
But I don't mean like at Apple.
At Apple? Like, I think definitely.
It's usually like hot hipster straight guys.
A hipster, I feel like, can go both ways. And I'll tell the woman when I check in, could I have a straight genius? Just kidding.
Hey, and also, if you can make a note.
Could you make a note? That would help me out so much.
I'd really prefer a heterosexual.
Truly, though,
computer.
I have gotten so much from my geniuses. Like, I have stayed there and been like, wow, it's just so hard with technology and my computer. And he's like, this always happens because he's like, you have too much on your hard drive. And I'm like, how will I ever choose what to get rid of? Like, can you help me see what...
My big, bad hard drive.
Yeah, I'm like, will you help me see what those big files are in my computer? I'm scared. I'm so scared. And then they're like, okay.
What if it's a virus?
What if it's a virus? And then it's like, I have a hard drive, and then they help me, like, get the things on the hard drive. And then I'm just like, so what is it that you, like... do?
What do you do on the weekend?
What do you do for, like, fun? And then they tell me, and I'm just like, there's such chemistry there. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, don't open that folder. That's my folder for pics for dating apps. It's hard out there. Oh, God, those are my pics at the beach. Ah, gosh.
Shut the fuck up. I was believing you for 1 second. actually said these things.
The dating pic one, no, although that was in the short film. But truly, I have stayed with a genius for over 3 hours.
Is that how it works?
Kind of. Like, I don't know what they do to be like, I actually do need to help her with this. And then I'm like, I just get their afternoon and literally we talk the whole time. And
you're the reason there's always a massive line at the fucking.
Truly, I've had so much help with geniuses, and you gotta go in there and you just gotta, like, they're so sweet. They're always sweet guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to make appointments and stuff now.
Yeah, you have to make it's a date.
So we'll see. I have a wedding tomorrow.
You have if you don't have a wedding, is it even a weekend? Whose wedding? What are you doing? Are you in the party? What's going on?
I'm not in the party. It's Shosha's wedding, actually.
Wow. In New York. Right? In the city?
In New York, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Maybe I'll do a drive-by. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you should totally drive by. I have to figure out what I'm wearing. I'm like, I wish it was later in the fall.
A summer wedding is absolutely an attack. I'm like, I don't even know if I should get dressed or put makeup on. It's not like it'll last for more than a second.
Well, that was like Lady Gaga. I'm like, everyone's coming in here with glitter and stuff. It's so hot.
It's too hot. Oh.
There was one woman that had on like five masks and then like a giant pair of goggles.
No.
And I was like, bitch, is it worth it?
Yeah. Girl, what? That's
like,
wild.
Like, there's all of these live versions are up on YouTube, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just was like, that looked so miserable.
I would have cried. I couldn't have done it.
Can I tell you that I've been in like a Hallmarky mood. I've been watching Hallmarks.
What have you been watching?
Like, it's December.
You know what? Sometimes when you need it, you need it. And honestly, most of the time, I do need it.
I humiliatingly bought the Christmas edition. It's on my Prime. You can watch it if you want.
Hell yes.
But I watched it twice.
It's called the Christmas edition Hallmark?
No, it's called the Christmas edition, like EDITION, because she is a high-powered journalist, and then she does buy a small-town newspaper, or she becomes editor-in-chief of, like, a small-town newspaper in Alaska.
Oh, my God.
And there's, like, one moment that makes me burst out loud, and I think you will as well.
Okay, I'll have to watch it. I'm actually very excited.
Yeah, you should watch it. And Marie Osmond is in it also.
Wow. Sometimes they have some great cameos in those movies, and there's no denying it.
Yeah, she's supposed to be just, like, a boss, and she's
absolutely
in it, like... And she's like, I'm the high-powered business executive, but her makeup's flawless, and she's sitting at a, like... desk with nothing but one computer and a cup of coffee.
They shot her all in one day. All of her scenes are like on the phone. Is it that type
ironically
of thing?
No, she is in
mazel to her. Good for her.
So, and then falling asleep last night, I put on the Christmas Inheritance.
That's such a good one. I've seen that one so many times.
And the pup had his first vet appointment yesterday.
Oh my God, how's Odie?
He is good. He was all good. He got some shots.
Can he be outside now?
No. I clarified because I'm like going upstate for a few days and I'm taking him. And I'm like, this dog wants to be in grass so bad. And I was like, is he like not allowed out if I take him upstate, like see other dogs? And she was like, oh, the like not allowed out. He's allowed after his shots on the 25th. But she was like, that's just like a New York City thing because New York is so disgusting that we recommend not to have them out until they have everything. So I think he'll love getting outside.
Oh my God, he's going to love it.
And can I tell you, he loves sleeping.
I mean, is he your dog or is he your dog?
Like, knock on wood, he sleeps until I wake up. Like, and then, like, if I hit snooze, we both will, like, look up, I hit snooze, and then we both go back to sleep.
I love that.
Especially, like, I'll, like, take him out to pee at, like, whatever, 5:38 in the morning.
Wow.
And then I let him sleep and, like, lay in bed with me, and he just fucking lives.
Oh my God, that's
so cute. He gets
so
like completely
cute.
Under the covers where he, like he,
when
so
he
funny.
Does that, she loves it. It's so warm for them.
And I'm like, can he breathe under there?
Yeah, they can.
But I guess they can.
They absolutely can. And they feel so toasty and warm. They love it.
I mean, it feels like it would be such a comforting place to sleep.
Honestly, it's like
imagine a blanket that's like 30 times your size.
Ugh, I'd love it. I would truly love it. Yeah.
What's going on with you? What's new?
Gosh, well, I'm doing better, which is great. Because last week was like a hard week for me. And now I'm doing like so much better. I feel more in my body. I feel just like alive. You know what I mean? So that's good.
That is good.
I'll tell you when you're talking about the blanket. Like, I keep my apartment pretty cold because I believe in absolutely like being freezing at all time. Like, I'd rather be I don't want to be hot. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
So what's funny is I don't understand like the temperature of which my boyfriend runs, but it seems as though he runs cold. Like,
no.
Yeah. I kid you not, Chris. Literally, like before bed, he's like, I'm freezing. And I'm like, what?
Put on blankets.
You know, I'm like, maybe put on a sweatshirt. Like, I don't understand. I'm literally under one sheet. He has like two blankets. He's wrapped like a babushka and he's like shivering. And I'm like, this is not how it's supposed to be. I'm like, I'm
what?
Supposed to be. Yeah.
I have an uncle who's like a big man.
Yeah.
Like, he is a big man and he is always freezing. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, no, this isn't how this works.
Oh, you're going to have to work on that.
Well, because first of all, I tell him I'm always like, to be cold is to be thin. Like, that's been my motto for life, you know?
I would love to be cold.
Of course. I thrive. I yearn for that, okay? And then the idea, like, I
can't remember the last time I was cold.
I'm never cold. I'm never cold.
And when I am cold, I'm like, oh, I love that I'm cold.
Right, I know. Now. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so little and literally petite and adorable. Like, nobody is cuter and more thin
than
me.
And I'm not like the bitter, like, January chill. Yeah, of course, that's not great, but.
But like, it's okay. We're like, that's what brings us together as a community is like,
bundle.
We're all cold. We all have a scarf on, a hat, a boot. Who's to say?
We look cute. We're layered.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We've got blankets. He's like obsessed with the blanket you gave me, which I always throw on him because I'm like, just take this then and just shush it. You know, like I'm like, wrap yourself in it and roll it up. But yeah, so he's cold. That's been just like something kind of fun for me to think about because it's just opposite than what I thought would happen forever.
Like, well, who knows? People change.
Yeah, maybe I could change his like how his body temperature runs.
His body chemistry.
Who's to say? Or maybe I'll just like, I get that guys always like to sleep in boxers, but it's like you might have to adjust, you know?
I sleep in boxers. It's really hard to sleep with clothes, like pants.
Yeah, everybody says that, but it's like...
Do you sleep with pants?
It depends. I do have like night sets that I wear sometimes. And I mean, in the winter when I'm cold, I'm in like a full onesie or like a sweatshirt, sweatpants.
Oh, see, I'm like, it's way too... That's too much.
I guess I do. I mean, sometimes I'll do hood up if I'm cold. I'm like, good night.
Yeah. No, that makes me feel very stifled.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll say.
I get that. And then, like, I mean, I've gotten rid of a lot of my pajamas because they're all disgusting. And I look at them and I go, what are we trying to convey with this?
Yeah.
You know? So I got rid of a few. And then I have trouble spending money on something I'm going to sleep in, even though that's insane. I'll live in it. And I know that. I'll wear it 24/7. Like, I know that. So I probably should do that. But then I guess it's like, I will probably only wear it in the winter, right? I don't know. What do people sleep in? Or is everyone naked or in underwear? Is that what people do?
I don't know. I think some people wear pajamas. I have a friend that always wears a matching set.
That's stunning to me. That really is stunning.
She said, she's like, I just feel like I have my life together. No matter what else is crumbling.
Yes.
No matter how drunk I'm going to bed. If I'm in a matching set, I feel like a woman that's together.
Honestly, she's right. That's so, whenever I see someone with a matching set, I'm like, get it. Lock her down.
She's like a college friend. So like when we go to like share rooms for weddings and stuff, I'm
she's always like,
this
in
bitch in her matching set.
God, I'm jealous. I really do feel like that's true. And I right now don't have a one matching set. I don't think.
Yeah.
Not a one. Not a one.
You got to get your hands on a matching set.
I know. Well, I used to be a night like gown girl. Like I grew up, my mom always wore nightgowns. And then something happened where everyone was like, ew, nightgown girls can go choke on a stick. And
I love nightgowns.
I do too. They got a bad rep. Like you might notice in every movie, whenever the old woman comes out in a nightgown, it's like, you kids better keep it down. And you're
always.
But I'm like, where's the cute nightgowns or like the young, you know, because I used to have
a couple nightgowns.
Do you wear?
I don't really wear. I wore them for like Lauren Brickman and I used to like when we would have like sleepover.
Yeah.
We would wear a matching nightgown because it was funny.
That is funny. I love that.
But I'm like, nightgowns don't have to be giant yellow t-shirts with Tweety Bird on them.
No. That's the thing. I've got to bring nightgowns back and I've got to figure out how to make them like... My mom always, literally always had sexy nightgowns. Like, she either had like long silk dresses or it was like a short silk dress. Like, whatever's happening, my mom always looks together when it comes to sleep attire.
I
admire that.
Don't understand the point of sexy of lingerie.
Lingerie, yeah. Well,
what's your opinion on lingerie?
So previously I've been like, I've never seen the purpose or like,
yeah,
but
now that you're in a healthy relationship, you want to start collecting lingerie?
Well, no, but actually my boyfriend's like, I love lingerie. And I was like, you do? And I said, ruh-roh, because my underwear drawer isn't
necessarily... All I have is a giant yellow t-shirt with Tweety Bird on it.
I was like, of course you do. Like, what do I... Literally,
I
what do
so
I...
have so much in storage. Yeah, I have to pick it up from the cleaners.
I'm like, do you like big old granny panties? And, I don't know, bras I've had for 15 years? Like, I've never invested in lingerie or just like had nice lingerie.
The dog has entered the conversation.
I love the dog. He's crushing. And now that I'm like, okay, let me see. It's like $80. I'll be like, what the fuck is this for a wire
for
over my tit? Like, I don't
understand.
It's
going to end up on the floor in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's well, I don't get it. I mean, but I'm going to try to get it because I'm like,
is it an outfit? Girls that wear it as an outfit, that I'm here for. Listen,
like a onesie. You're gonna,
or like a bra with like a high skirt.
Yeah, I could do that. I just like bras, I guess, are easy. I mean, it's like I have big tits. Like it's going to be a layup. That's fine. But the underwear part, I just don't half the underwear is like, here's two pieces of floss, 18 times braided. I'm like, what?
I can't. Are you a thong person?
No, I never understood thongs.
I can't imagine they're very comfortable. I ordered Skims and they gave me the wrong bottom.
They gave you thongs?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, I can't wear that shit.
Yeah, thongs I never understood. Like, I wore them for a second in high school, and then I said, I don't understand this, and I won't do it. But it's more like, I also have, like, a stomach, so I like underwear that kind of, like, holds my stomach in. So any lingerie, I'm like, that's really cute. Where do I put my stomach? Just over it? Then we're not going to see the lingerie either.
Yeah, no, that's not going to work. I'm like, why can't guys be more attracted to gowns?
Honestly, why can't guys be more attracted to gowns? Although, maybe I just need to get the right kind. I don't even know.
This dog is driving me bananas right now.
What is he doing? Tell him to go to bed.
I recorded with Taylor this morning too, and yeah, it was like the hour he decided he wanted to be a bitch. Absolutely. And now,
well, you know, Winnie, half the time, like right now, she's actually sleeping, thank God. But most of the time, as soon as I start recording, she's like, absolutely, let's hang out. I'll put my butt at the Zoom camera so that I can understand who you're talking. I'm like, Winnie's constantly almost stepping on the microphone. And I'm like, girl, please.
He just like bit my hand. Because he's like being very teethy.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He has a goddamn bone in there. And he keeps gnawing at like the side of this chair.
Okay.
He needs attention.
He needs attention. And you know what? So do I. How about that?
So do I.
You know what I mean?
Desperately.
I do feel like sometimes I'm just teething away for anyone to pay attention.
I've been teething my entire life. I've just been teething.
I love to. You know what? I used to, as a kid, first of all, as a literal child, my favorite candy was a lollipop, which I'd like to dissect for several reasons. Reason number one, I think it subconsciously had to do with the fact that I was always on a diet and I was like, lollipops take the longest to eat. That's A.
That makes sense.
Okay, that's A. B, though, like, I was just like an oral fixation whore. Like, I would just be sucking on lollipops.
Jesse.
All the day. The ding dong day. Like,
weren't you not allowed to eat popsicles at summer camp?
Yes. When I worked at a summer camp, I famously was eating a popsicle in front of a fellow counselor who was like older, like a 40 something year old man. And he was like, he said, like, she's not allowed to eat ice popsicles anymore. And I didn't know. I was deep throating a popsicle in his defense. Cause like,
he probably thought you were flirting with him.
I wasn't even looking at him, though. I was like looking at the wall. I just get really into my popsicles. And I guess like my dad used to always be like, I think I took this as pride because we get ice cream. My brother would be a mess with his ice cream. I never let a drop drip. You know what I mean? I was like a fucking queen at my ice cream. And I was like that with like popsicles, too. But sometimes I would literally deep throat a popsicle to like get the bottom and to like get all the juice that's coming off the top. And yeah,
Jesus, Jesse,
I know. I get it. But also, I literally was not even in any way even thinking about anything sexual. Like, I was 14. I was young.
That is so insane that they did that, though.
Yeah, I know. And what's funny is I had to ask, like, what happened? Like, why? Like, I didn't...
Why am I being banned from pops?
Yeah, like, I was like, why did he do... Like, why are they laughing? And, like, what joke don't I understand? Because I'd like to be in on the joke, you know?
Ew, that's perverted.
It is perverted. It's on
him,
not me.
That they were laughing about it?
I know!
That's so fucked up.
I know!
You should sue them.
It's a little late. And also, honestly, who knew?
There's a new Netflix docuseries.
What is it?
It's called I Killed My Dad.
I started that.
It's pretty good. It gets good.
Do you like it?
Well, there's so many things that you're like, oh my God, this poor kid.
Okay.
Like, it turns out that he was kidnapped basically when he was five. Like, his dad kidnapped him from... He was his biological dad, but like his biological mom, the dad had like beat into the ground so many times that, and she like left and like got basically, yeah, he kidnapped him at five and had him the whole time. The mom had been looking for him this whole time. He was like insanely fucking abusive. That's why he wouldn't let the kid go to school or leave the house or talk to people, because
oh my
he was
God.
Like, it's fucked up.
That's upsetting. It makes me feel better because I was like, is this just a psychopath like kid? I don't understand.
No, it does get better.
Okay.
Are you going out tonight?
Honestly, I might.
Wow.
I might. Like, Sarah and I do Friday night dinners. I don't know what we're going to do yet. It's very Gilmore Girls of us. But I'm like, I haven't put on like fashion in a while. And I'm like, I could fashion myself up and I could like get a fun meal or walk around or shop or something.
What kind of dinner are you thinking?
Honestly, I think when in doubt, I'm a sushi girl through and through. Mm. But I could also see myself going and playing, like, I want to play pool or, like, go bowling this weekend. Like, I want to play a game or something.
Wow.
I know. Good for you. I guess I'm athletic.
It is, like, nice out.
It is nice out. And I don't know. I'm feeling very, like, playful in my spirit today.
I don't think I'm doing it. I have to go to the wedding. I'm just like, you know.
Well, if you have a big day tomorrow, I normally always kind of stay in to make sure I have enough energy to actually commit to the thing I have to commit to.
Yeah. And I had a big day yesterday.
Oh, my God. After a concert? Are you kidding? You need to never see humans again.
I mean, I am glad I didn't drink. So that was good.
That's good. Yeah.
I took an edible instead. I was high as fuck. It was great.
That's awesome. Were her outfits good?
Oh, yeah.
Of that.
There was a lot of voguing, a lot of...
Oh.
The thing, okay, here's what I'll say.
Say it.
I know that she's Lady Gaga. She can do whatever she wants. The dramatics...
Yeah.
Like, are reaching a level that I'm like, okay. Yeah. Like, there was very small screens that were, like, very focused on different things. So, like, you know how they have the big screens at concerts?
Yeah.
It didn't have that. It had, like, the small... So I'm like... And we were not that far away. But I'm like, for the poor people that are like really far away, I'm like, the dancers, like, why even have them? You can't even see them.
That's silly.
It was, I think, like, you know, her artistic,
sure.
And then there was like, you know, it would come up like act one. And then there would be like a 5 minute like thing of like amoebas on the screen. And then like her being fierce, looking fierce. And then it would be like songs. And then act two. And there was 5 acts and then a finale. So 6 acts it came.
Wow.
It was great. But then also when she was like getting off the stage.
Yeah.
It literally took like 20 minutes of like stopping and like pose. Like.
Wow.
Like crying and, you know.
Wow. It was there.
And also I'm like waiting to get this car. I'm like, bitch, get off the stage. We have to go.
We have to go. The cars are going to be insane.
And you came on 2 hours late. So.
Oh, did she? Who opened?
Nobody.
Stop.
She doesn't do openers.
Oh, come on. If you're going to be 2 hours late, for the love of God, get an opener.
Well, it was supposed to start at 7:30. She went on at like 9:15.
That's late.
And we even, because my friend's friend, her dad, is like the coolest straight father ever.
Love.
And like likes Lady Gaga. And I can't think, oh my God, tailgated in the parking lot.
Right.
And his friend like knew everything from looking up online. And she was like, she doesn't go on until like at least 9. So we didn't even go in until like 8:30. And we still had to wait like 45 minutes.
Wow.
But
that would piss me off. But that's just me.
She was great. And
it was.
But I
it.
Really, I'm like, never again.
Never, never again. I simply never. Can't do concerts.
I can do like a little, like give me Madison Square Garden if I have to. If it's someone I actually care about, I'll handle it.
I like a real small venue.
Like a Madison Square Garden where I can walk in and
walk out
yeah. And then walk. Not like a MetLife where there's no, you can't walk anywhere except for the like train that's not even the subway, like the train that is chock full of people, the Monkeypox Express.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, it was just.
That was like 4th of July. We got out of like the whatever event and there were so many people and we were like, well, we'll take the subway. It'll take forever to get an Uber. And the subways were like actually overflowing with people. And then it was like, okay, I guess we'll walk to the next subway. And it was like, I guess we'll walk home. I don't even understand what's going to happen. I said, this isn't.
It's crazy that I used to like every day take the very crowded train for like an hour and 10 minutes.
Isn't each that way to wild?
Work. I'm like, I can't believe I used to. Oh.
I was like, I lived on the subway.
I really lived on the subway.
I would just zone in.
I would fall asleep on the subway.
Oh my God. Zone in, zone out, like transfer. I forget. I was like going around. I was like, I used to go here. I used to be here. Like, I was like, oh my God, I used to go all these places. And now I'm like, when I go on the subway, I'm so aware I'm on the subway. And I'm like, ugh, the subway.
I know. COVID really, I'm like, I'm a social recluse now.
Me too. It's wild.
But what are you going to do? Tonight, well, you're going out tonight, but at some point you got to watch the Christmas edition.
Oh, I will. There's no doubt in my mind. That's like the only thing I simply must do.
I think I'm going to try. Where do you watch Married at First Sight?
I think there's a ton on Hulu, but then there's like two seasons on Netflix or something.
But I think those, because those are the seasons I started, but they're old. They're like COVID hasn't even happened
yet.
Yeah,
they are. I know. I forget. So, maybe it is Hulu because I've watched like a ton of the seasons.
I think I'm going to start a Hulu, like a new season.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. I can tell you the good ones. One of them is wild. You're like,
what season? Give me what season.
Okay, I can't remember. I think 10's very good.
What are there? Give me a name on it.
10 might like be DC. Oh, a name?
Yeah, do you remember anything about any of them?
No.
There's
like one with
so
a
when
redhead.
You said you'll give me the good one, you really had no business.
No, I'll
that.
Look. If I look it up now, I'm gonna know. Like, let me look up right now.
Because the current season, I'm like, it's, I don't know. It's like that one girl makes me so sad. Who then says the one that's dating the guy Henry or married to Henry?
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, basically says that because she doesn't have her Adderall, that's why she's been so awful.
That's hilarious, although I do relate.
She was like, I haven't had my ADD medicine in like a year. Usually I'm much better.
Okay, 9 is really good. 10 is good. 9, I would suggest maybe doing 9 next.
Okay.
9's like a wild ride.
Okay, I'm excited.
And 10's pretty good too. But yeah, it's such a good show. And the drama. And honestly, like, I think what you learn about relationships is kind of cool too.
I think that actually I would do Married at First Sight if I didn't have a family. Like, because my family would be like, what the fuck is this? This is crazy. And I also would not want to have to, like, I just wouldn't.
I would do it. I don't even care. I mean, I would have done it, I think. And honestly, like, and I just wouldn't care. I'd just be one of those people that's like, my family won't participate. And that's it.
I don't think that there is any of that.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, there are.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes with reality TV, when people are like, my family won't be on TV, they're like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I think you have to be
willing to have them on.
Special.
Well, sometimes it adds a little drama.
Oh, of course.
Remember Married at, Love is Blind? Like, what's his face? Didn't his family wouldn't be on it? Sean or someone? The blonde guy? Yeah.
Oh, Shane.
Shane, yeah.
Did you watch F-Boy Island?
No, I haven't yet.
You have to watch that.
Okay,
I think you'll like that a lot.
Yeah, I gotta. I know. I really have to. I mean, that's it.
That's all I have going on. Married at First Sight.
That's a lot. I don't know.
I have to fix my computer. Also, I posted on my Instagram being like, does anyone know how to fix this?
Yeah, nothing.
The number of people that were like, get an external keyboard. I'm like, what the fuck? Does that? Yeah, okay. I don't want to be fucking walking around with an external keyboard.
Yeah,
what
forever.
Do I look like? Do I look like a dweeb?
A loser like you? No.
I'm not a dweeb.
I would never be a dweeb.
Sorry.
Sorry, that's just me.
I'm not
judging
you.
Do you have a warranty? Do you know?
I think I do.
Yeah, literally just flirt with the genius. I tell you, they'll figure it out or they'll help you out.
Yeah.
Let me know if you need me to come down there and flirt.
And bust some heads. Yeah,
I will.
I'll do my best.
I know you can do it.
I'm going to try.
Just be charming. Laugh through it. Bring a snack or two. Yeah.
Laugh through it. Bring a snack or two.
Honestly.
Hey, did you want a sandwich?
Yeah. Just be like, ugh. Like, they'll be like, oh, it might be a little bit. It's like, oh my God, however long it takes. I just make it my whole day. I'm like, goodbye. I'll be here.
What are you watching?
Yeah. What? Because like half the time they have to reboot, you have to just sit in silence. So yeah, I just start asking questions. could tell.
Is there a Mrs. Genius?
Yeah. I noticed you don't have a ring on that finger doing all that work. And then if they do have a family, figure out all you can about that family.
How'd you get to where you are?
And you tell him you married a queen, sir. How lucky and is then, she to have you?
And then he's like, fine, I'll admit it. I'm not married. I just didn't want to be in on.
And I'll be like, oh my God, of course. That makes complete sense. I'm sure that happens.
Is there another
to you
genius
the
available that's yeah. single? And interested.
Exactly.
Oi.
And then you're all on right, that guys. Rotation. Guys, what a great time.
What a great time to be alive.
To be absolutely living.
We love you so much.
Literally too much. It hurts.
And if you're thinking, I wish I could see their faces.
Yeah.
Make sure you hop over to patreon.com/middlechildren where you can watch this episode and a bunch of other shit. Listen to a bunch of shit. Listen to us get twisty and have fun.
Yeah.
But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.